Hey everyone, welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure. Christina Peck is with me again. This is fun. Leave me a comment and let me know if you want to see more of her and probably less of me. She is far prettier than I am.
Well, I am a woman.
That,
and you are
that
a man.
That does contribute. So, we're so old-fashioned.
Look at us not being politically correct.
Right. Head on over.
He, she, male, female.
Our brains are different.
Not Z or Zier.
Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com and get a bunch of free content. If you care to do so, it would be a great help to us if you could. Hit the donate button and help us out. A lot of you have been doing that, and we thank you so much for it. This channel and all this content is completely, I should say like 99% donation funded, because I can't rely on AdSense. I'm lucky if I even get an AdSense check on any given month. And if I do, it's not much. It's like $100 maybe.
It has dropped a whole lot.
Yeah, YouTube censorship and stuff. And actually, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Not necessarily, well, maybe a little bit of the YouTube stuff, but just the overall persecution of Christians throughout the world. It's really bad, but we're seeing it in America. This comes from Alan B. West, who's like totally one of my heroes. But he, in a recent article, he talks about this story from Banda Aceh. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. Indonesia. It's a province that has been surrendered to Islamists who've imposed Sharia law. And the story was about a public flogging of Christians there for not adhering to the precepts of Sharia law. And as he says, so much for coexistence. these different groups and these factions aren't going to coexist because it's going to be one's going to dominate the other. And Christians aren't really interested in dominating, actually, if you want to find a coexist movement, you look at Christianity, because you're not going to find the worst that you'll ever find from a Christian is he's pushy about you accepting Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's not going to flog you in the street. He's not going to shoot you in the head if you don't accept Jesus. As Alan B. West points out, we have our own issues with persecution of Christians in America. We have Christians here in America that are having to go before the Supreme Court and state appellate courts to defend their faith against persecution and persecution of the state. Christians are being flogged here in America with fines, instead of physical beatings, but with fines for believing that marriage is between one man and one woman, as we said at the beginning of the show. We're so old-fashioned. But just recently, there was a commentator on a major show, The View, who referred to Christianity as a mental illness. What's happening? Here's another example. As reported by FoxForNow.com, this is a direct quote, a Port Charlotte woman says her condo HOA is banning her Bible study group and any religious activity from the common spaces in the building. A federal complaint has been filed with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Donna Dunbar lives at Cambridge House Condominiums and has held Bible study groups in its common room every Monday morning for nearly a year. She's quoted as saying, I rely on God for everything. She said her 919 square foot condo is too small for the 9-person group. She goes on to say, we study the Bible and sing some karaoke songs, she said. Okay, so Dunbar said on Friday the 6th that the HOA board decided it would no longer be approved. They adopted a resolution saying prayers and other religious services, observations, or meetings of any nature shall not occur in or upon any of the common elements. And she says it was like she was being rejected. She says, this is my home, this is my community. She said someone even put a sign on the community organ reading, any and all Christian music is banned.
Oh, my gosh.
So they have a community organ there that people can go and play. But there's a sign now that says Christian music is banned.
But, going back in her quotes or what they were saying, any religious thing, is that just Christianity or any religious?
I bet you anything they would not do this if it was a Muslim.
No, I know. But if you're saying any religious yeah. things, that encompasses everything. Like candy and things like that. But I bet you anything, like you yeah. said, if some like Islam
or
whatever want to get over there and do whatever they do, mm-hmm. they'll be free to do it.
Yeah, well, look at Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, but, my gosh.
But yeah.
We live about 45 minutes from Dearborn, mm-hmm. and It's just terrible, the things that went on there.
Yeah, so, but it says any and all Christian music is banned. Not religious music, just any and all Christian music. So she said it made her sad. She got in touch with the First Liberty Institute, a legal organization that protects religious liberty, and filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. So, Alan B. West says, Miss Dunbar may be sad, but I'm furious. Here we are in America, and again, the first liberty, the right we have as individuals is our freedom of religion and the free exercise thereof. We have public muezzins in America, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, that broadcast the Muslim call to prayers, the mandated six times a day, like in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yep.
We've had public funds used to build Muslim prayer washing stations. We've told Christians they cannot have prayer in schools, yet Muslims are accommodated with prayer rooms. Mm-hmm. Why, and I seriously ask, why is the country, America, founded upon Judeo-Christian faith principles and heritage, persecuting that very fundamental basis? And that is a very good question, and one that the left doesn't have a good answer for.
No, they don't. And in Dearborn, Michigan, the Muslims were desperately, or have been desperately, trying to change history books in their public school system. Mm. They don't want to learn about the Holocaust.
Right.
They want to ban it from the public school system. They fight about it all the time. Seriously, growing up in Michigan, we lived there all our life until moving to Missouri. And like I said before, 45 minutes away from Dearborn, we heard about this stuff daily.
Yeah.
And this is, it was all real. I mean, Muslims throw a big, huge fit about what they learn in their public schools.
Right. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with what this HOA did to Miss Dunbar and her Bible study group. I mean, without a doubt, they violated the First Amendment rights. If the issue is that the common area is not and not a place of worship, then such a place should be provided. But here's the crux of what we see happen here. The progressive socialist left, in conjunction with the secular humanist compatriots, are redefining the First Amendment freedom of religion, religion right, into being a freedom of worship, but they determine what is a place of worship. So this is, it's appalling on many levels. Furthermore, who empowered this group of fascists, this HOA, to be able to undermine Ms. Dunbar's First Amendment right, which also includes freedom of expression and her right to assemble? So perhaps some people don't see this as that big of a deal, but they are wrong. It is a big deal because it's indicative of a greater issue that's taken root across the nation. It extends from our Supreme Court down to just a condo HOA in Port Charlotte, Florida. So, I mean, this cancer has got to be destroyed or it's going to infect the entire country. And I would say that it already has. But what Ms. Dunbar has been exposed to is just as bad as the physical flogging by the Islamists in Indonesia. While there are physical scars, but sometimes emotional scars can be far worse and longer lasting. You know, it's just a weird thing that's been going on in our country more and more, that this type of thing is fully accepted. Yet again, and this is why the coexist movement is never going to gain any traction, because they're not going to stand up for Christians. They're going to stand. Coexist means get along with Muslims, basically.
And
look, I don't have any personal issue, you know, with them. Here's the biggest misconception, and the left does this all the time. They want to make it into a personal attack. Yeah. Like if you're critical of Islam, they want to turn that into saying that you're personally attacking a specific Muslim somewhere. And no, we're not. That's a ridiculous argument, and it really shows that they don't have a leg to stand on. But I'm interested to know what you guys think. You know, we both are. What do you think about religious freedom in our country? And, you know, what do you think about this getting shut down, yet Dearborn, Michigan is totally fine to do whatever they want to do? We are curious. So you can leave a comment in the comment section below. Did you have any other comments to add on this?
Little thing. In the beginning of the article, where we were saying that there's a specific view member who claims that Christianity is a mental illness, but we did see one thing on Tucker Carlson that was absolutely hilarious. When Oprah was saying, oh, if I run for president, it has to be a direct sign from God. Yeah. God physically has to tell me to run. And then who was it? Was it Mark? What was his last name? Mark? The reporter.
Oh, Stein? Mark Stein?
Mark Stein. Yeah. I couldn't figure out his last name for a second. But he when he was talking about it, he's like, well, Oprah shouldn't tell Joy Behar that, you know, she has to hear from God because of the comment that Joy Behar had said. Like, it's okay for you to talk to God, but if God talks to you, then you're crazy. So what would you have to say with it to Oprah for saying that?
Well, it's Oprah, so it's fine.
So it's okay.
You know, it's Oprah, so it's okay. If it's Mike Pence, then that's radically evil.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to throw that in there. And like that's the mentality of some of these people. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's not consistent at all. So yeah, leave us a comment and let us know what you think. And head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com and get a bunch of free content. And if you could, click on the donate button because, again, this channel, everything we do here for you guys, we want to keep providing this to you for free. The only way we can do that is by making this directly just donation funded. So it's got to be funded by people like you who are willing to help. And the benefit of that is that we listen to your feedback and it's essentially your show. I'm just the host of it. You know, I'm just giving you information, and but I want to make sure that it's accurate and I want to get it to you with the most production value humanly possible, because you guys are awesome. You deserve it. And a lot of you have been with me for years and years. So I appreciate all of you. I love you. And until next time, take care and God bless.